Wednesday the 16th of January, Test Shabbat, Rabbi Leibish Heller,
Fuzzball.
Rabbi Isai, we talk a lot about Shemitah, there are many shiurim on Shemitah, but there isn't much talk about Shemitah's Ksofim. And the obvious reason, L'chayr, is because Shemitah's Ksofim is not really relevant at this point. It's only at the end of the year, right? Miketz Shanaas HaShemitah. But let's look into this a little further, and particularly I want to learn a Rashi and Gittin, and we're not going to go through all the halachas of Shemitah's Ksofim and Fuzbol and so on, but we'll learn a Rashi together, and in the process we'll probably gain some yediyas, important yediyas, when you get to these halachas. So let's start from the beginning. The pasuk says, Miketz Shevashonim Tase Shemitah. You should make Shemitah at the end of 7 years. Bezet Vara Shemitah. Shomit kol bal mashe yodoy. Shomit means you have to release, you have to relinquish, remit, you have to let go. Anyone who has a claim, bidei eyu, lo yigoy to say eyu. You shouldn't demand, you shouldn't ask for that payment. Ves ochiv ki kora shmito lashem. Then the pastor goes on to say, this is a new lav. Hishom elocha penye dovrim levavcha bliyal. You should be warned. Whether you have this negative thought in your heart, lamer karva shnat Hashem shnat Hashmita, v'ra einchah ba'achicha ha'evyoin v'lo yisiten lo v'kara alecha l'Hashem v'ayeh b'chachet. So this is a new law. Don't use Shemitah as a means of refraining from giving loans. You shouldn't not give a loan because of Shemitah. Whether or not this law only applies if you're doing a mitzvah Shemitah or even if you're doing it for other reasons, z'machlekes, but this is what the Torah says. Nothing. Sitin loy v'lo yeda l'bavcha b'sitcha loy. You have to give it to him and you shouldn't worry about it. Ki b'glal ha'davar hazeh yivarechecha Hashem alekech b'chol ma'asecha u'b'chol mishlach yadecha. Now we all know that nowadays we have something called Prusbul. And Prusbul works, it allows for debts to be collected even during Shemitah. So what is Prusbul? So the Mishnah says, Gittin Hillel Hiskim Prusbul. Tanan Hasom says the Gemara, all of this, number 2 all the way till number 3, is the Gemara and Gittin. I just split it in pieces because of the way it lays out. Yeah. So ze'echod min advarim shehiskin hilul azokim shera'a sa'om shenimnu milahal v'zeh azeh v'obru ha'mashakotiv b'toira yisham elokha penyeh davrin v'bavcha b'liyaw. They were being over on this chiv de'raisa, this isur de'raisa. Omad v'hiskin prusbu. V'zehu gufo yishol prusbu. What is the prusbu? Meisrani lachem ploini dayonin shebemokim ploini. I hand over, I pass on to you, the dayonim of this place, this locality, shekol chayv sheyesh li etzol ploini, that any loan that I have with this person, or with any person maybe, sheyegvenu b'chol zman she'erze, v'adayonim chaytmin lamata oy ha'edim. This is the Gemara. This is what Hillel was nesakin. Hillel was nesakin that there should be this transaction whereby the malve, the creditor, passes on the loan to the dayan. How does this help? So let's see Rashi. We'll come back to the rest of the Gemara, but let's see Rashi. Yeah, in number 3 over here, there's Rashi. Meitzrani lachem, second Rashi, says Rashi, eshtoroisai. I'm passing on to you my shtoris. Sha'atem tiyuno iksim vani loy egois. The Torah says, lo yigois. I'm not going to be negus. You're going to be negus. And Rashi adds, ulakamon muki. The Gemara later on establishes the yashkoyach biyad chachomim, yashkoyach biyodom laskiya mamini shel ze, velitein laze, bemokim sheyesyog vitakona. Rashi says two things. First of all, that by handing on the chayv to Bezdin, you are no longer being negus. You're not the one who's being negus. That's number one. And then Rashi says that the Gemara later on tells us that the Chachamim have a koyach to be oikir adover where there's a mokim for a takon or a siyok. To be mafkia momoim from one and to have handed on to someone else. And the kasha here on this Rashi is an obvious kasha. Why does Rashi raise these two points? Mimonav shoch. If Prusbul is based on Hefker Bez and Hefker, then why do you have to say that he's not the one who's being negus? He's allowed to be negus. He's being negus something that is coming to him. It's not a din of hefker bezin hefker, because the chachamim were mafkia, you're bailus of this, and they said that it comes to me. So therefore, I'm being negus. I'm not being negus a chayiv. I'm not being negus something that I'm not allowed to be negus. The chachamim decided that this money belongs to me, so So please hand it over. That's if you're saying it's on Hefker Bezen Hefker. If on the other hand, the Havana of Pruzbul Aliba the Rashi is that Pruzbul has nothing to do with the Chachomim. Pruzbul the Pshat, not a Takon of Chachomim. Pruzbul the Pshat that the Torah said you shouldn't be Noigis. Like we'll see in a minute in the Rishonim, it says Loigis as the Eubes Ochi. Torah says Zachicho Yatanoigis. A person is not allowed to go to another person and say, give me. But Bezdin is allowed. Bezdin is not bound by the dinim of Shemitah Ksafim in the first place. The whole law of Lahigas is only between the Ish and the Eyu and Ochiv. But with Bezdin it doesn't apply. So you're not the one who's being Negus. Bezdin is being Negus for you. The fact that Bezdin then hands the money to you is a separate issue. But the act of Negisa has nothing to do with you. Oy Bezdin, what do you have to come out to ask? He doesn't have to. Allow for the Choyiv to be in its place. Bezdin are not masking anything. Bezdin are saying, we are now the creditors. This loan is no longer owed to Pliny, to Ruvain. This is a loan that's owed to Bezdin. And with a loan that's owed to Bezdin, the halachas of Shemitah never take effect in the first place. So the kasha on Rashi is mimonosha. Why does Rashi take these two things and put them together? Mimonosha, there's two havanis here. Each one, l'chayda, would stand in its own right. So Rashi should choose. Either Bezdin is the one who's being neges, and therefore Shemitah doesn't apply to them. But they're clearly being neges achayiv. They're not being masker mame. We're entitled to be neges achayiv. You owe us money, and we are not bound. We are not barred from collecting this money, and we want the money. You don't have to use this utility called hefker bezen hefker. That's like a roundabout situation where bezen has no choice. They can't extract money legally, so to speak, in the normal way, so they have to employ this new adin. No, we're allowed to be neges. This was given over to us. This is now my choyv. I'm allowed to be neges. And mitzacheni, if for whatever reason you have to come out to hefker bezen hefker, so Rashi shouldn't mention that he's not being neges. Now the truth is, I wanted Pasha to explain Pshat in this Rashi, but it would only be fair to point out that this is not really a kasha on Rashi. This is really a kasha on the Gemara Aliba de Rashi. So let's just take a look back on number two. So in the first paragraph here, in number two, we read what was the takana of Hillel. And now the Gemara raises two questions on this. I underlined both of these questions, so we should see it in context how the words of Rav come in over here. The first question the Gemara asks is, "Umi'i kamidi d'midayraisa mishamta shvi'is v'hiskin hilo d'loy mishamta." The Gemara says, what's going on? What is this reform over here? I think the reform, they take Pruzbul to town. Mitoicha marasis, and not having understood what's going on, they see Pruzbul as, oh, there's already a precedent for Chas v'Sholem going back on what it says in the Torah. The Gemara asks, "Midayraisa shmitis mishamit, what does Hillel do?" So the first answer the Gemara gives is, "Amar Abaye b'shmito b'zman hazeh." Shmita b'zman hazeh is not v'iraisa, says Abaye. Shmita b'zman hazeh is a drabonim. If it's a drabonim, it's a heimamru v'heimamru. The whole din is only a drabonim. For whatever reason, we should remember the dinim of Shmita. So the Chachamim decided that in certain circumstances, with certain conditions, it shouldn't apply. That's the teretz that Abaye gives. Yeah, we can read it inside. B'shmita b'zman hazeh v'rebi. B'tanya rebi yomer v'zeh dvar ha-shmita shomay. Why does the pasuk mention Shmita twice? B'shtei Shmita itakosav medaber. Acha Shmita's karka, b'acha Shmita's ksofim. B'zman she'ata mishamit karka, ata mishamit ksofim. B'zman she'i ata mishamit karka, i ata mishamit ksofim. Utkinu rabbanon d'tishamit zeich el ha-shviz. So the whole thing is only the rabbanon mitzad zeich el ha-shviz. Ro'ahil shinim no'omil ha-viz, ro'omad v'iskin pruzbu. So the question is resolved. This is the rabbanon. On the rabbanon there's no kasha. The whole kasha was, mi'ike midi d'mi d'raisla misham t'shviz. V'omad hilu, that shouldn't be misham. So, really, this was a question and an answer that Abaya answered. Now the Gemara comes back to another question. Gemara says, now that you've been mechadish, to me that Shemitah b'zman hazeh is a drabonon, I want to understand how did Rabbanon make Shemitah b'zman hazeh l'chachim? This question is not on Pruzbul, on Hillel. This question is on Rebbe. How did it come about that Minas Torah, Reuben owes Shimon money, and the Rabbanon decide, Shimon, don't collect the money, or Reuben, you don't owe Shimon the money? How did that happen? Yeah? So a new question. This is not a question on Pruzbul. So the Gemara asks, let's see this, the second underlying question. The Baal Chayiv has a chiyuv to pay back his loan. If he doesn't pay back, he has a din rasha. Come the Chacham and say, don't pay back because of a zeichet. So this is the Gemara's question. How could they be oikra davim nazir? Abaye says, Shev al Tasu. This is a Shev al Tasu. Now here the Gemara says, Rabba Omar, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Hefker Bezdin Hoya Hefker. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Minayin, we'll see in a minute how we know. Now, this Rabba, when Rabba says Hefker Bezdin Hefker, which one of the two questions is he coming to answer? Which one of the two questions is he coming to answer? Is Hefker Bezdin Hefker a means of explaining how we have Shemitah Bizman Azeh if Minatoyrit is no longer Shemitah? Because Minatoyrit Shemitah is only when there is Shemitah's Karkois? Or is Hefker Bezdin Hefker going back to the original question, how did Hillel Hazakein, how was he Mesakein, provable? You see what I'm asking? The Gemara has two questions. Now most Rishonim learn that Rav is not addressing the first question. Hillel's din has nothing to do with Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Hillel's din, Abaye said, is because it's Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, and it's the Rabbanon, and Hey Mamru Vei Mamru. Has nothing to do with Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Rav is addressing the second question. How did the Rebbe say that they made Shemitah's Ksofim at a time when Minat Torah there is no Shemitah's Ksofim? The answer is they did so based on Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So Reuven owes Shimon 1,000 pounds, comes along the Chacham and say, don't pay it back because of Shemitah. So Reuven asks, what do you mean I shouldn't pay it back? Minatoyrit is no Shemitah nowadays. So the Bezdin says, it's on us. Hefker Bezdin Hefker. We were master his right to collect his chayv. It's no longer his. And we declare that he should be worth 1,000 pounds less, and he can't demand the money from you. That's how the Rishonim learn Pshat. Rashi, however, learns that these words of Rav are going back to the original question. What is the basis for Pruzbul? And Rashi says that the Rav's answer, Hefker Bezdin Hefker, is explaining Pruzbul. Abaye said that it's Shemitah Drabono. Rav is arguing. Rav says no. Hillel not necessarily goes with that Braisa of Rebbe. Could even be a Beiraisa Shemitah's coffin. But Hefker Bezdin Hefker overrides the Beiraisa. So Rashi is bound to put Hefker Bezdin Hefker as an explanation for Pruzbul by the way he learns the Gemara. Aliba the Rashi, the Gemara says that Hefker Bezdin Hefker is the explanation for Pruzbul. So this is really a parenthesis, but it doesn't make a difference. Don't mind that it's in the Gemara. I'll leave it at Rashi, it's in the Gemara, fine. But the question remains, if lo yigoy tesachicha does not include Bezdin, then why do you need to have Hefker Bezdin Hefker? And if you need to come out to Hefker Bezdin Hefker, then why does Rashi have to say he's not being noigis? He's allowed to be noigis. Bezdin were master the money, he has the right to be noigis. So that's our question. How do these two things come together? Even if you say that the Gemara says that they go together, but why Taka? What's the connection between these two things? Now, there was a suggestion that maybe because Pruzbul we don't do properly, we don't actually pass on the status to Bezdin nowadays, we only make a declaration, so maybe it doesn't really have that din of lo yigois entirely, and therefore you have to come on to Hefker Bezdin Hefker. But Lamaisa, we see from Rashi that even when he passes on the status entirely, Moisani lachem eshtoreisai, and therefore not being neges, and then he adds Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So the question really stands. Rabbi Yisai, in order to answer this question, let's take a look at a Rosh. And this Rosh is really a big chidush, and it's Das Yochid in the Rishonim that says this, and it's not brought in the Paskim really. But let's see what the Rosh says. We all know that Pruzbul is only relevant, Shemitah is only relevant, Shemitah's Ksafim is only relevant at the end of the 7 years. Like the Pasuk says, on top of the page, Miketz Sheva Shonim Tate Shemitah. Shemitah's Karkois starts from the beginning, immediately. You have to be Mashmit the Karka. But money, loans, is only at the end of this year. At the end of this year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's when you're going to be in trouble. Once you pass that time zone, once you trespass that breaking point, you will no longer be allowed to collect any debts. Unless you make a Pruzbul before then. Not until you make a Pruzbul, Erev Rosh Hashanah. So as we know it, Pruzbul is not relevant until the end of this year, until the end of Elul this year. The Rosh learns differently. The Rosh has a Tesefta. The Tesefta says that it's not a right gear to the Tesefta, and the Tesefta says otherwise. But this is the Rosh's Tesefta. So let's see number 4 on the page. Tanya b'Tesefta, Eima Sai Kaisin Olof Pruzbul. What's the next word? Erev Rosh Hashanah Shal Shviz means this past Erev Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah Shal Shviz means the last day of the 6th year. Either Pasuk says Miketz Sheva Shanim, So we'll see in a second. Erev Rosh Hashanah Shoshvitz V'Wadim Kaidim. You could do it a day before Erev Rosh Hashanah or a week before Erev Rosh Hashanah. When could you no longer, when is the breaking point beyond which you could no longer make a prusbul? Once you've entered Shnas HaShviz. Says the Rosh, even though the ban, the prohibition of collecting loans, and the fact that the Torah declares that these loans should no longer be collectible only takes effect at the end of Shviz, but the prusbul has to be written out of Rosh Hashanah Shviz, a year earlier, 12 months earlier. Why? Says the Rosh, let's take a look back at number one. What are the psukim? What do the psukim say? The pasuk says, "Mikayt sheva shanim tase shmita, v'zed var hashmita shomayit kol bal masha yodoy." Mipashte dekro yalfinon de ein shviz mishametas ela b'seifa. Dichsiv mikayt sheva shanim tase shmita v'zed var hashmita she'ein ela b'seifa sheva. And only then do we say shomayit kol bal masha yodoy. Avol says the Rosh, miyad kishehischilo shnas hashmita ein bezden boitkin ligvay shum choyv. Rabbi, I take a look on top of the page. The pasuk beis. What's the pasuk saying? V'zed var hashmita shomayit kol bal mashe yodoy asher yashe esre'eyu lo yigoyis esre'eyu v'esachiv ki kara shmita l'Hashem. What do those words mean? What does it mean ki kara shmita l'Hashem? The pashas, you can teach it any way you want. But the Rosh learned that the Rosh teached the Tisefta, that the Tisefta learned. Ki kara shmita l'Hashem, because shmita was declared. When is shmita declared? At what point is it announced that this is the Shnas HaShmita? On the Shoshana of Shviz, on the beginning of the seventh year. As soon as kara shmita l'Hashem says the Rosh, the lav of Le'ivash of Le'eo kicks in, it takes effect. One, at what point are you no longer allowed to collect the debt? As soon as Kara Shmita L'Hashem, that's the breaking point. The pasuk beforehand says, Mikei Shev Asanim Tase Shmita. So the Rosh says, there are two dinim here. There are two dinim. When does the Choyv, when does the loan actually become obsolete? When is it absolved? When does the Torah declare that this money is no longer owed to the Loiva, to the Malva? Mikei Shev Asanim. Mikayshev Hashanim Tase Shmita means that the Torah is Maskiya V'Choyiv. The Torah declares that this money is no longer owed from Reuven to Shimon. But the Chiyuv, the Lav, the prohibition to collect this money, that takes effect immediately upon Kara Shmita L'Hashem. There are two dinim in Shmita. There's what happens Mikayshev Hashanim, and there's what happens as soon as Kara Shmita L'Hashem. As soon as Kara Shmita L'Hashem, you're not allowed to collect that money, even though that money is still owing to you. Even though that chayiv is still in place, because the Torah wasn't yet mashmit the chayiv. The Torah didn't yet declare that this chayiv is not to be repaid, that this chayiv is not owed any longer. It's owed. You deserve this money. As far as he's concerned, he has to pay you. But I am telling you, lo yigish. You're not allowed to be nagish, as you know, kodesh mita l'ashem. Says the Rosh, passing on your chayiv to Bezdin, you can only do as long as you are entitled to be nagish. So if you manage to do that before Erev Rosh Hashanah of Shviz, then you can make a prusbul. But once Erev Rosh Hashanah of Shviz came along, even though the chayiv is still owed to you, but you are barred, the Torah doesn't allow you, your hands are tied. So what are you going to do? You're going to send Bezdin too? You can't do that. You can no longer pass this loan on to anyone else because you're not allowed to take action to extract this money anymore. Says the Rosh, you're put that too, didn't you? Shmita sake mashmit basoiv, but the love of Le'igosh happens in the beginning. Now, the truth is that this Rosh is a big Chiddush. And I don't think anybody in this room made a prusbul out of Rosh Hashanah. Right? Of this past year. Hagam, some people do. Shulchan Aruch Harav says, L'chumri, you should do it. The Gra, very interestingly, even though the Gra is greatest in the Tesefta, not like the Rosh, this whole Tesefta that the Rosh quotes, Erev Rosh Hashanah Shoshvi, the Gra says it's a Taz, but in Biragra, he still says, L'chumri, people should make a prusbul. But Lamaisa, very few people are nice to make a prusbul Erev Rosh Hashanah Shoshvi. They all do it Erev Rosh Hashanah of Shminis, of this coming Erev Rosh Hashanah. But what we see in this Rosh is as follows. we see in this Rosh that there are two dinim that happen. Every Shemitah, two dinim happen. When these two dinim happen, the Rishonim disagree with the Rosh. But that these two dinim take effect, there's no need to say that we don't have to disagree with the Rosh. Even the way we are greatest in the Tesefta, there are still two dinim here. One din is a din, is a monetary din, a din in Hilchus Mamonos. The Torah says that if you have a loan, that loan is only in effect for 7 years. In the case Sheva Shonim, that loan is no longer binding on the Leiva. The Leiva is not mechuyev to pay it back. The Torah is maskia the loan. The Torah uproots that chiyuv. The Torah uproots the fact that this money is owed from plenty to plenty. You are owed money by virtue of what? By virtue of the fact that you are given money. And the Torah says when you are given money, you have to pay back. But if the Torah declares that you no longer have to pay back, so you don't owe the money anymore. The chayiv is nifka. The chayiv is no longer in place. We're not denying the fact that you were given this money, but when Shemitah comes along, Mikay Shev Hashanim, the chayiv is no longer there. This is the din in Hilchus Mamonos. This is a monetary law. But there's another din. Unrelated. In other words, not dependent on this din, there is another din. And that din says, don't collect loans. You're not allowed to demand money. Lo yigoyz. You're not allowed to approach your debtor, your bachayiv, and say, give me the money. These two dinim are two separate dinim. According to the Rosh, they take a place in two different times. There's a 12-month gap between one and the other. Rashi probably didn't learn like the Rosh. But Rashi will tell you like this. Even after you give your loan to Bezdin, there's another problem here. That the Torah said that this loan should be uprooted. This money shouldn't be owed. Fine, Bezdin won't be over on Logigos because when Bezdin collects the money, they are not violating this din that says don't demand. The din that says don't demand was only given to the individual citizen, not to Bezdin. Bezdin is not bound. Bezdin is not barred from collecting the money. But when Bezdin comes to collect the money, they knock on the door, the Baal Chayv will say, this money is no longer owed. The Torah was Makiyah this Chayv. You're entitled to collect it, but what are you collecting? You're collecting something that the Torah says, I don't have to repay. So the Dinim Mamonos over here remains in effect even after you handed it over to Bezdin. On the other hand, so therefore Bezdin has to come on to a Dinim Hefker Bezdin. Bezdin will say, 1 second, the Torah Taka said that you no longer owe this money. But we can take all of your money and be mafkidit. And we declare that 1,000 pounds that you owe him from 6 years ago should be owed to him. We're being mafkidit and being mafkiyat from you, and we're passing it on to him or to us, and therefore we want the money. So you need to come on to Hefker Bezdin Hefker. On the other hand, if you're going to want to say, let Bezdin use only Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Hefker Bezdin Hefker won't help. Because even if Bezdin says that this money should be owed to Reuven, so Reuven, the creditor, is still owed the money. But he's tanned our time. He's not allowed to collect that money, even if he's owed that money. We see from the Rosh that over the 12 months, Alibi the Harosh, even though you're owed the money, there's a separate thing. You're not allowed to ask for it. So if Bezdin should only use Hefker Bezdin and say, we declare that this money should remain owed, or as the new din of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, you should now owe Shimon 1,000 pounds. He owes the money to Shimon, but could Shimon come and ask for the money? If Shimon asks for that money, he's being oivin on la'igit. The Torah says, don't ask for the money. So therefore, Rashi explains that the whole din of principle is based on both of these yisayis. On the one hand, you need to have Hefker Bezdin Hefker, that the loan should remain in effect. That the loan should be owed. That when you ask for the money, you should be asking for something that's rightfully owed to you. Because if Bezdin doesn't put Hefker Bezdin in place, as far as the Torah is concerned, that money won't be owed to you anymore when Shemitah comes along. So Hefker Bezdin Hefker retains the fact that the Loiva owes money to the Malva. But that's not sufficient. Because the Loiva has to be able to ask for that money. And if he even puts his hand up and knocks on the door, he'll be violating the law and the Torah, Lo'yigus. So Bezdin says, we'll take the Lo'yigus. Lo'yigus is only binding on you, but we, Bezdin, are allowed to collect. We'll be Lo'yigus. Leave it to us. On the other hand, simply passing it on to Bezdin without putting Hefker Bezdin in place wouldn't help either. What is Bezdin being Lo'yigus? They're collecting what? What are they collecting? They're collecting something that the Torah said is no longer binding, is obsolete, is not owed. That's why you have to have both of these dinim together. The Rosh is mechadish that these two dinim happen at two different times. Rashi presumably doesn't hold of that, but he's masking to the Yisrael that the Torah is saying two dinim. There's the hafkat of the malko, there's the hafkat of the melech, meaning that the Torah says that this loan should be nekar, and then there's a lav on the gavra that the gavra is not allowed to demand this money. Prusbul is a mechanism that overrides both of these dinim. Both of these dinim. By handing it over to Bezdin, you're doing two things. First of all, you're not going to be the one collecting. Second of all, you're handing it over to people that can be mafkir money. And therefore, they can collect that money. Because Bezdin can be mafkir the money, and they collect it based on the hefker. Basically, I just want to make a disclaimer. This is not my chat. We're going through the sugi together, but this is the Chiddush HaRim says this. Chiddush HaRim in Gittin, he doesn't elaborate as much, but he says this chat in Rashi. Yeah, I think in Chassidus Sforim it says that Shemitah is a concept that you relinquish any debts or any loans, so the Rebbeinu Shalom relinquishes his claims on Klal Yisrael as well. The Medrash says, on some level is also Mekayim Mitzvah Satayra. So in return for our Kingdom of Shemitah, we're all Balei Chayv. As much as we do, we're still Balei Chayv. The Rebbeinu Shalom is Mashmit those Chayvis. We should be zeichet to the real Shemitah LaHashem, which should be the Vias Mashiach. Shkoyach.